Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from John 19. This is part of the account of the crucifixion. Jesus is before Pilate, and we'll pick this up in verse 5. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold a man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above." It is sort of a spiritual mystery and paradox that sometimes the worst things that happen to us are also the best things that happen to us. I can look back at some of the more difficult or trying times in my life and see that God taught me more about trusting, more about faith, more about relying on God, more about my own shortcomings there than ever I learned during the good times. We have some friends out in Texas going through some very difficult circumstances with the loss of a loved one. And it's kind of brought this to mind as I was reading through John this past week. And what's going on here is that Jesus is being tried by Pilate. He is the Roman official with the authority over the Jews in this area. And they are telling him to crucify Jesus, to crucify this person, because he's made himself like God, and this disturbs Pilate. And he goes to Jesus and says, "What are you about?" And when Jesus doesn't answer him, Pilate is not used to being ignored. He's not used to being given the silent treatment. This is a very important person. And he says to Jesus, "Do you not know that I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you? So I would pay attention to my questions if I were you." And Jesus, even in the darkest moment, recognizes another reality, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, that people are not our enemies ultimately, no matter how cruel or unkind, how hurtful or dishonest, people are not our enemies. There are spiritual realities at work, and Jesus, as the Son of God and as the perfect man, recognizes behind Pilate is no villain. He is a flawed man. He is a misled man. He's a confused man. He is a sinful man. But he is not the authority in what is going on here. He says, "You think you have authority, but no authority would be yours except that it was given to you from above." That behind whatever difficult circumstance we may face is a spiritual battle. But it is also a spiritual battle that our Heavenly Father has the ultimate authority over. Like that song we sing on Sunday mornings, "One word from you, things change on your authority." So the reality is, Jesus found himself in a position under the authority of his Heavenly Father's love and wisdom. The worst day in history was also the best day in history. The spiritual forces of evil and evil men crucified the Son of God. Yet, because of Calvary, because of that day, you and I have the opportunity to have an internal relationship with the King of Heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. That the worst thing gave way to the best thing. That the best thing came out of the worst thing that had ever happened. So when we find ourselves in difficult situations today, do we rage against the person or the circumstance in front of us? Or do we rest? When we view difficult situations not as cosmic accidents that we need to do our best to get ourselves out of, but something that our God is working in and through, Scripture seems to indicate that God is especially close to those who are hurting. We're told to count it joy when we face trials. We're told not to think it strange. The apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for the name, that is the name of Jesus. So if you're dealing with loss, if you're dealing with someone who has hurt you or let you down, these people are not your enemy. These people are sinners, yes, and these people may have done wrong. But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities in the heavenly places. And there may be spiritual battles going on, but we know the one who has authority over it all. And like Jesus before Pilate, we can rest in that today. God, we thank you that you are on the throne. We thank you that you are in control. Help us to, at the worst moments, rest that you are good, that you are working in our circumstances. And yes, you are close to us when we are dealing with difficulty. And may we see your grace there and know that one day we will look back on the darkest times and see that you are walking us through them, that you are teaching us through them, and you will bring them for your glory and our good. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.